Ever feel like your phone's sucking the life out of you? I mean, seriously, scrolling through Insta or TikTok can feel like a black hole for time and energy, right? You spend hours watching people living their best lives, only to end up feeling more drained than motivated. I'm Riley Hart, and let me tell you, I get it. It's like we're addicted to the highlight reel of everyone else's existence while neglecting our own real life needs. But here's the truth bomb. Self-care isn't some hippy-dippy essential oil bath thing. It's about making time for why you, even when your feed is screaming at you to be constantly on. It's about carving out space in your day for things that actually nourish your soul, not just fill it with fleeting dopamine hits from likes and comments. So how do we do this? How do we create space for self-care in a world that feels obsessed with being online 24/7? Let's break it down first. First up, unplug intentionally. It doesn't have to be a full detox, but schedule some time each day where your phone is off limits. Think about it like this. You wouldn't go into a meeting unprepared, so why treat your mental well-being any differently? Next, redefine your relationship with social media. Instead of scrolling mindlessly, ask yourself, what am I actually gaining from this? Is it inspiration, connection, or just an escape? If it's the latter, maybe it's time to dial it back. Remember, you don't have to be on all the time. It's okay to post less, engage less, and even take breaks altogether. Trust me, your mental health will thank you for it. Speaking of which, prioritize activities that actually bring you joy. Think about those things that make you lose track of time. Painting, writing, dancing, playing an instrument, whatever it is, make time for it. It's not selfish, it's self-care. And let's be real. Sometimes the best way to recharge is by just chilling out. Give yourself permission to be bored. That downtime can actually be super productive for your creativity and mental clarity. Think of it like giving your brain a mini vacation. Okay, so imagine this. You're scrolling through TikTok on your lunch break, feeling that familiar pang of inadequacy as you compare your life to everyone else's perfectly curated feeds. But then, instead of falling into the rabbit hole, you remember what we talked about. You put down your phone, take a deep breath, and decide to spend the rest of your break listening to your favorite music, taking a walk outside, or even just closing your eyes and meditating for a few minutes. Suddenly, you feel more centered, calm, and ready to tackle the rest of your day. Boom! That's self-care in action. So remember, creating space for self-care isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being, even when it feels like the world is pulling you in a million different directions. Unplug intentionally, redefine your social media relationship, prioritize joy, and give yourself permission to be bored. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. All right, fam, go out there and make time for why you. Don't forget to hit that follow button, rate this episode, and share it with anyone who needs a little self-care reminder. And seriously, if you're feeling inspired by today's episode, tag me in your TikTok. Let me know what you're going to implement. I want to see those self-care wins. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.